language that everybody here can easily understand.
Just because it's late doesn't mean we're done yet.
And the shirt's up. That's a penalty.
And the quarterback, you kidding me, coach?
There's plenty more hits to dish out.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he? Look at that. He hit the f***ing ball. That gets a free steak.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5. Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX. Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology.
And by BetUS, the original online sports book.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Patrick Creighton. Look in my
eyes. Dubon sends one deep to left field. This game's tied. Mauricio Dubon hits number 8 on the season. And just like that, we're all knotted up. Now Altuve sends one high, sends one deep, all the way back into the second deck. Altuve gives the Astros a 5-4 lead. Yiner hits one high, hits one deep, he hits one out. 6 runs, 7th inning, it's 11-5.
And I'm just getting warm.
How about Mauricio Dubon sending this one to right field? Dubon! A multi-home run game. Altuve sends one high and deep to center field. Back goes Tavares. That one's gone. Back-to-back jacks for the second time today. Dubon and Altuve do it twice. Altuve on a 3-1 pitch. Delivers high and deep. Altuve hits his third home run in his last 5 at-bats. Altuve sends one into left center field. This one well struck. Back goes Tavares. It's gone again. He's done it again. He's due up next. Maldonado cranks one to left. Molly gets into the hit party. 2-run blast to left. And the Astros now lead 8-0. And now he sends one to center field. That'll send Tavares back. Could it be 4 in a row? 4 in a row for Altuve. 5 and 6 at bats. The legend continues to grow. Maldy, add another Maldy. 2 home run game for the machete. 12 runs for the Astros. Now here he is back at the big league level. And Yordan Greenstrom with a ball crushed into the bullpen. And the Astros continue to pound the Rangers tonight. It is 14-1. Alvarez gets into one to center field all the way back. And that's gone. Hits that ball to right field. Hits it well. Uncle Mike bidding for a home run. It's gone.
I think I'm going to bomb a town.
There's a ball drilled deep to left field. Score 4 with that one. A grand slam for Jose Abreu. As he drills one to left field, he hooks it, and it is a fair ball. Fair ball gone. 3-run home run, Jose Abreu. Chaz in his first at bat. He's looking to go yard. Back-to-back jacks. Abreu and Chaz. And it's a 12-3 game.
The Astros went deep against the Arlington Junkrabbers. 16 times. The most vile, most violent, most destructive ass-kicking in the history of baseball. No team had ever surrendered 16 homers. 3 games. Until the Houston Astros did the unthinkable at Minute Maid Park North. And if you heard the sound, the loud sound of the Astros fans at Minute Maid North, you would have thought they were right down the block. But no! The Astros taking over the city of Arlington, in their thoughts, in their hearts, in their minds, and repossessing their souls. Ending everything about their season. Tonight, we will pay our respects. Tonight, we will say goodbye to the 2023 Arlington Junkgrabbers season. Tonight, we will say goodbye to the 2023 Arlington Junkgrabbers season. And with that, we will bring in Father Patrick. Ladies and gentlemen, we all gathered here today to pay our witness and homage to the 2023 Arlington Junkgrabbers. Born on a March 30th of this year, they were called to the Lord our God on September 6th, victims of extreme blunt force trauma perpetrated by the Houston Astros. The 2023 Junkgrabbers, they died as they lived. Once the clobberers of substandard pitching, only to fall victim to their own failures and incompetence. Once upon a time, a very proud people, their demise came quickly, painfully, as well as publicly for all to see. Their last days were vicious, bloody, and horrifying. No one should ever have to endure the pain subjected upon the 2023 Junkgrabbers. But their doomed path was created by their tragic flaws, hubris, pride, and a lack of self-control. They so desperately wanted to be seen as conquerors, but it was to those they sought to conquer that they fell. Much as Icarus flew too closely to the sun, the Junkgrabbers, they flew too closely to success and ultimately wilted under the heat of the pressure. As all that bloomed must wilt. All that lives must die. So too must the 2023 Arlington Junkgrabbers. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we commit thee to the earth that nourished you as you ascend to the next plane. May the Lord accept your souls and bless you with eternal salvation. In the name of God the Father, His only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We will, this point, allow for those of you in the congregation to pay your last respects to the deceased 2023 Arlington Junkgrabbers. Our first member of the congregation who wishes to speak, the world-renowned Paul Barra. Mr. Barra, would you like to pay testimony at this time, sir?
Ooh, the Houston Astros. They go to Arlington and with every home run, they put the nail in the coffin. 6 feet. Oh, the Houston Astros. Oh, baby. The Houston Astros has ended their season. 6 feet.
Thank you, Mr. Barra, for those very touching words. Matt in League City would like to pay his respects to the 2023 Arlington Junk Grabbers. Mr. Matthew, you may have your time.
The Space Force is under investigation for violating the Geneva Convention for what they did to Arlington. Damn shame.
It is shame indeed. No one should ever have to have the painful, excruciating death of the junk grabbers. But their path was forged by their own hubris, their own flaws, and their own sins. Those of you who would like to continue to pay your respects to the 2023 Junk Grabbers may do so by calling 713-780-3776. We rest our friends, the Junk Grabbers, and we commit their souls to Jesus.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
Late night Houston sports talk only happens here. It's Late Hits with Patrick Creighton. Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph. Get Physical RX. Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology.
And by BetUS, the original online sports book.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Hey, got to tell you about my favorite place to go right now, and that is Home Run Dugout in Katy. Not only do they have these awesome Home Run Derby bays where doesn't matter how big you are, how strong you are, doesn't matter your skill level, everybody can get up into the bay and go smash homers in any major league park of your choosing. The food is awesome. You have indoor-outdoor seating for dining, for the bar. You could go, they got a huge outdoor wiffle ball field, kickball field, giant outdoor scoreboard. This place is awesome. The food is tremendous. And you know what? They're more than just, you know, hey, go and hang out and watch. There's so much more than that. In fact, they will be showing UFC 293 Saturday. That's this Saturday, September 9th. UFC 293, Adesanya and Strickland. No cover. Sound on. Not a lot of places. Going to give you the opportunity to go see UFC's card with no cover and the sound on. And none of them are going to be as great an atmosphere as Home Run Dugout in Katy. Told you last week about the great concert they put on last week with Slim Thug, Lil Kiki, Paul Wall. Well, maybe rap's not your game. Maybe country music's your game. Eli Young Band, September 30th at Home Run Dugout in Katy. All you got to do, go to homerundugout.com, click upcoming events, get your tickets online. You could go with the guys, you can go with the family, you can go with your lady. You could, it doesn't matter what group you're with. It's always an awesome time at Home Run Dugout. Check them out, Home Run Dugout in Katy, homerundugout.com. Want to say thank you to Father Patrick for that wonderful eulogy that he gave of the now deceased 2023 Arlington Junk Grabbers. Their season is over. There will be no playoffs for the Grabbers of the Junk. Also want to give a special shout out to Mr. Brian McDonald and Michael Carroll for some tremendous work they put in on that opening montage.
Well, thank you, Brother Patrick.
It was.
Where's Brother Patrick from, by the way?
Parts unknown.
Parts unknown. Okay. I was hoping you're going to say
Death Valley.
Yeah, I was hoping you're going to say Death Valley.
From parts unknown. But man, their season's over. That was the biggest beatdown in baseball history.
Yeah,
they left Arlington Junk Grabbers broken and dead. That is a listless ship with nobody on it, floating, about to go to the bottom of the ocean. They are useless. They are toast. That franchise is dead this season. All that talking, all that mouth running, all that self-patting on the back, and what they have to show for it here in early September is their freaking toast.
Wasn't it Nathaniel Lowe from the Junk Grabbers that said that the division ran through Arlington this year?
Sure did.
We have that audio. I can find it here in a second. But I'm sure some people will look at the standings and go, oh, the Rangers are, you know, out of the playoffs if the playoffs are today. But it's only half a game. It's not just half a game. You can't put a number on the mental collapse that they, or the fatigue, or whatever you want to call it, that they suffer in that three-game series against the Astros. You can't lose by a combined score of, what was it, like 30-10 or 29-10 or whatever it was. You can't lose by, it was more than that. You can't lose by that margin and expect to bounce back and have any confidence when you take the field for your next game.
It was 39-10.
You can't, look.
You know what, B-Mac? Here's the bigger part of this.
Okay.
Here's the bigger part of this. They'd lost 14 of 18. They just got their asses royally kicked twice in a row.
And you remember where this fall off happened, right?
They sent out their imported ace, Max Scherzer, the guy they went and got to be their star pitcher, to be the real ace of the staff. The guy who had the postseason experience, you know, a guy who's a future Hall of Famer. They got that guy to be the one who would put an end to the bleeding. He would stop the losing streak. He would salvage that series. And Max Scherzer had his head taken off. Max Scherzer didn't get out of the fifth. Hell, he don't think he got out of the fourth. Max Scherzer got crushed. The guy who's supposed to be their savior got crushed in their own building by the team that has been kicking their ass for a decade, by their division rivals 4 hours south, who all season long they've been wanting to puff out their chests and, hey, different year. You're not the same Astros anymore. We're better than we were. You guys aren't as good. We're taking you down. This is our year. All April, all May, all June, all July. Things a little tighter in August. And all of a sudden, that bravado started to quiet down. That mouth running seemed to quiet down.
Would you like to hear from one Nathaniel Lowe, something that surely should get filed into Old Taste Exposed here at some point?
Oh, let's drop it.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I got on a Zoom call too early in spring training and I watched a certain host at the network talk about how it's Houston's division again and they're going to win the division by 15 games. And I was like, gosh, you know, that kind of pisses me off, and I don't want to say anything about it because we haven't even played a single spring training practice yet. But this team's for real. Like, the starting staff is for real. There are guys in the bullpen that are competitors. There are guys that will get big outs for us. There's 120 games left or whatever it is, but the division is ours to lose. He can't sleep on the Rangers, man. We're not in contention, like, coming down the stretch. I would be very, very surprised to say something has gone horribly wrong.
Lots of things in that clip are problematic, but the things that stand out to me the most was how much he padded the starting pitching and the relief pitching on their back, which, I don't know, just gave up a billion runs to the Astros over the last three games.
The division runs through Arlington. It's true. The Astros are the division, and they just ran right through Arlington.
Choo-choo, mother bleeper.
Orange train barreling through. Stay off the tracks where the train's coming. All right, let's get to the phones. George on the Northwest side, you're on Late Hits. What's up, George?
Oh, hey, hi. Hey, guys, thanks for accepting my call. And I wanted to talk about Chaz McCormick. I just had a question, and you guys have all the stats. But if Chaz was an everyday player for a different team, do you think – what kind of RBIs do you think he would have, home runs, hits, compared to what he's doing right now? It just kind of reminds me of a kind of like a James Harden back with Oklahoma and basketball. And I don't know. It's like Chaz McCormick's like this odd man out. I don't know. So you guys can take it from there.
George, appreciate the call. Look, to be honest, there's no way to say, well, in another lineup, playing on another field, he would definitely do X, Y, or Z. Because, look, to be fair, he plays in a good ballpark to hit. And he also has some pretty good guys in that lineup. Although, on the other hand, he's hit all year, even when Altuve and Brantley and Yordan were not in the lineup. He's having the best year of his career. He's got 20 homers. Brian, how many at-bats does Chaz have? Is he somewhere around 360?
He's right now at 336. I actually pulled up while George was talking what Chaz's 162-game pace would be based upon what he's done so far this season. And if you're not afraid of getting sick to your stomach, throwing up, or crashing into the guardrail there, as you hear these numbers, what Chaz would be at if he played 162 games, Chaz, with 162 games, would be, this is from just basically projected on exactly what he's done this year, so this isn't some massive leap of faith, this is exactly what his rate is this year. He'd be a 34 home run, 107 RBI player.
In other words, he'd be Julio Rodriguez.
In other words, he'd be in the running for MVP. 34 home runs at 107 RBI.
He'd be Julio Rodriguez. And funny, because Chandler Rome wrote a piece on this in The Athletic today. And it kind of goes into, you know, what is the deal with Chaz, and why is there this apparent friction with Chaz and Dusty? And some of the numbers that that Chandler pulls up are just, let's just say you're going to want to hear them when we hit them on the other side. Now, the NFL season starts tonight with the Chiefs and the Lions. And there is only one better way to make money than make money by watching football and getting paid. And this way is actually legal. So let me tell you about my favorite sportsbook casino. It's BetUS.com. I only endorse BetUS.com, and BetUS, now celebrating their 30th year of sports betting service, has something for you that you're definitely going to want. Picture this. You lay down a bet. You win, you get paid. You lose, you keep your money. That sounds pretty cool, right? What if you got to do that twice? Three times? Five times? How about 30 times? Up to 30 risk free bets. It's called Bet Protect, and it's only at BetUS.com. And if that's not enough, I can't imagine that's not enough, but if that's not enough, they offer the industry's biggest sign-on bonus at 125%. That's right. They match your deposit 125% when you sign up. But if you sign up with crypto, they'll match your deposit 200%. The game is always more fun when you put a little something on it, but you can keep that at the same level. You can take it to another level with BetUS.com when you utilize their live in-game betting. So don't wait. Take advantage of this 30th anniversary offer. Up to 30 risk-free bets with Bet Protect. Get started today. BetUS.com or give them a call. 1-800-MY-BET-US. 1-800-MY-BET-US. Learn about every bonus, all the special offers. 1-800-MY-BET-US. BetUS.com. Casino and Sportsbook, where the game begins.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Old Greg.
I know what you're thinking. Here comes Old Greg. He's a scaly manfish. I'm Old Greg!
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Late Hits with Patrick Creighton, presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical Rx, Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology,
and by BetUS, the original online sportsbook.
So why is it Dusty Baker can't seem to find a spot in the lineup every single day for one Jazz McCormick, despite the fact that he's played like one of the top four bats on the team? Well, you might remember Dusty saying a few days ago, it's easy if you got a Julio Rodriguez, you just put him out in center field.
Meanwhile, Chaz's 162-game pace, again, for those who didn't hear it, 34 home runs and 107 RBI, which is Julio Rodriguez numbers.
Well, let's look at it this way. Chaz entered play on Wednesday with his OPS 50 points lower than Julio Rodriguez. Oh, wait, no, he didn't. He actually entered Wednesday with his OPS 50 points higher than Julio Rodriguez. What? 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 That's right. Chaz McCormick's OPS is 50 points higher than Julio Rodriguez. That's a lot of points. Now, despite the fact that Chaz has played in 38 fewer games than Julio Rodriguez, would you like to take a gander, Mr. Brian McDonald? Would you like to take a gander at who has the higher batting average entering Wednesday, Julio Rodriguez or Chaz McCormick?
I would love to take a gander, and knowing what Chaz's batting average, which is .289, because I'm staring at it, I don't even have to look at Julio's. With the way he started, there's no way his batting average is higher than Chaz.
That is correct. Chaz McCormick, higher batting average than Julio Rodriguez. Would you like to take a gander?
Another chance to take a gander?
Mr. Brian McDonald, at who has the higher on-base percentage, Julio Rodriguez or Chaz McCormick?
I'm sensing a trend in this game, and I'm also looking at Chaz's on-base percentage, which is .371. I'm guessing Julio is under that.
That is correct, wow. Chaz McCormick. One more, Mr. Brian McDonald, if you dare.
This game show is sweeping the nation, by the way.
If
Chaz
you
or
dare.
Julio.
Higher slugging percentage, Julio Rodriguez or Chaz McCormick?
I will say Chaz has the higher slugging percentage.
Harvey, tell him what he's won!
The frustration of not seeing Chaz McCormick on the field is what I've won, apparently.
And to make...
Because reasons.
To make this all better, right? Because reasons. Make this all better. What if I told you that Chandler Rome, as part of the homework that he did on this piece, went and looked up the defensive metrics for Julio Rodriguez and Chaz McCormick, and they are basically identical.
I was going to say, we know Dusty doesn't care about defensive metrics because he's still playing Maldi over Yonder Diaz, even though we know Yonder throws out a higher percentage of base runners and allows fewer pass balls.
So imagine this. You are the manager of a team that has Chaz McCormick. You say it's easy to just throw Julio Rodriguez out there because he's so great and your guys aren't so great. Yet your guy is actually playing better than Julio Rodriguez over the course of 5 months. 5 months.
I think we need some Astros player who's secure in their roster spot that wouldn't be cut out of spite to basically take print out Chaz McCormick's baseball reference page and just staple it to the office door of Dusty Baker. Like a just throw it up there like a Ten Commandments almost. Just throw it up there and make Dusty walk by it every single day until Chaz becomes an everyday player.
Now, as part of Chandler's article, he talked about how he talked to several people in the Astros organization, feel that Dusty has a problem with Chaz's weight.
But Maldi has no time playing.
Now, get this. Chaz, who, you know, is listed as 208 pounds, claimed he played last year at 214 and is currently playing at 220. Says he usually loses weight during the season, but he's happy he's kept the weight on. He feels stronger. He feels healthier. He feels like it's easier for him to be more durable because he feels so much stronger and better. Would you think a 12-pound weight gain in a guy 6 foot tall from 208 to 220, would you think a 12-pound weight gain would have a significant impact on his sprint speed?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, you see players in the NFL, especially running backs, want to slim down and they feel like they get faster, but I don't think it's quite the same because we're talking about in football like the shortest of bursts, trying to get through the hole 3-4 yards, where it's just literally one step we're talking about. But a long sprint for Chaz, I don't think is going to see a big difference with 12 pounds.
So check this out. Chaz McCormick last season, 28.6 feet per second sprint time. This year, 28.1 feet per second sprint time. The difference is 4 inches per second.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a minor number that it doesn't even matter. You couldn't calculate what the difference would even be between him making a play and not making a play with that small of a gap.
And since being activated from the IL on May 8th, hitting 292, 898 OPS. I think that offsets the 4 inches per second in sprint speed.
Do you think Scott Service would bench Julio Rodriguez if he lost 4 inches of sprint speed?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'm going out on a limb here because obviously it's probably pretty close. I mean, if he lost 4 inches of sprint speed, I think Julio Rodriguez might be in a whole lot of trouble with Scott Service. But as I say, firmly tongue planted in cheek, I think he might figure out a way to talk himself into the lineup.
Yeah, I think at that point, Scott Service would say, well, if we had a Mike Trout, we would just throw him out there every day.
Now, you know how, look, Chaz obviously hitting far better than anybody else playing the center field position. Check out these comments from Dusty regarding Chaz and tell me what the problem is or problems. Baker said, it's not all about OPS. It's not all about hitting. And I'm a hitter. But this is a total game if you're going to win. You know what I mean? You want to give yourself as many options and categories to win the game. Now, hitting wins the game usually. But other areas of the game is what loses you one-run games or don't do this, don't do that. I know everybody wants Chaz to play. Tell me all the things wrong with that paragraph, Brian McDonald.
I mean, how much time do we have, Patrick?
3 minutes.
But
where to start?
Where to start? I love how he tells us that some things don't matter and then tells us at the end, well, they do actually matter and help you win the game. In the same sentence, he both said hitting doesn't matter and then finished it with, well, so most of the time hitting wins the game. And okay, maybe you could say OPS doesn't matter. Maybe that's not your favorite, you know, metric. What about his batting average? What about his home? I talked about his 162 game pace for home runs. It's 34. For RBI, it's 170. Stealing bases, he'd be on pace for 14 steals. I mean, oh, fine. You don't want to take OPS. Which stat matters? Tell us, Dusty. We'll look it up, and I'm pretty sure whatever stat you give us for the offensive side, you could give us home runs, you could give us batting average, you could give us RBI, you could give us OPS, you could give us runs scored, you could give us steals. Pick any stat you want. Chaz will be outperforming Jake Myers and Mauricio Dubon. Pick any stat you want. I feel like a magician asks you to pull out any card in the deck. Pick out any one of the 52 stats you can find on his baseball reference page. Pick any one of them out blindly. I don't care how you do it. We'll compare Chaz to Jake Myers and Mauricio Dubon. Guess who's going to be better? It's Chaz McCormick.
All right. Of Astros players with more than 20 at-bats.
That's a pretty low, yeah, that's a pretty low bar.
How many Astros players have a higher OPS than Chaz McCormick? Go.
Altuve?
Yes.
Tucker?
No.
No, not Tucker.
No.
Okay. Yordan?
Yes.
And
end of list.
Okay, I was thinking if Yonner, I was trying to decide if Yonner would be on the list. So we're only Alvarez and Altuve.
Alvarez and Altuve are the only players on the Houston Astros with more than 20 at-bats to have a higher OPS than Chaz McCormick. Now, those two guys are players that Dusty Baker calls big boys.
Now, apparently, weight doesn't matter for them. Weight doesn't matter for Martin Maldonado, who plays every freaking day.
And look, I'm actually not going to argue with Dusty Baker. Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, those are the big boys in the lineup, right? But if you're hitting like one of the big boys, and you have hit like one of the big boys all year, maybe you deserve the benefit of the doubt. Now, I'm not saying that Mauricio Dubon doesn't deserve to play, because since the start of August, Dubon's raking.
Yeah, we played. He was in the montage several times that we played to open the show. He has hit better as of late.
Dubon is raking, but if we're going to be real, I don't care if you say, well, Dubon has a stronger arm now than Chaz McCormick does. That doesn't make him a better center fielder, because he's not.
Yeah, I don't think Dubon makes that catch in Philadelphia in the World Series.
Chaz is a much better tracker of the baseball in the outfield than Mauricio Dubon. Now, Chaz isn't going to play second base or shortstop as well as Mauricio Dubon.
Yeah, but that's exactly, that's Dubon's role. His role is what we've seen other guys here before, like Aledmys Diaz be, or Marwin Gonzalez be. He's a utility player. He's here because he could play left, center, second, short, third, wherever you need him to play. He's not here because he needs to be the everyday center fielder. Not that he is, but he's taken way too many starts away from Chaz McCormick.
So let's take a look at player war, just for S&Gs. Among Astros hitters, Alex Bregman, 4.8 war. A lot of that includes just the fact that he has been tremendous defensively.
I was about to ask. So this is total war, not just offensive.
Right, this is total war, not O war. Kyle Tucker, 4.3. Yordan Alvarez, 3.7. Chaz McCormick, 3.6.
He's one of the big boys, Patrick.
He is one of the big boys. His war is essentially the same as Yordan.
Going back to that Dusty quote before we go to break, it feels like classic Dusty, where he always wants to downplay this stat or that stat or this thing we care about or this thing the analytics team says. There's never one answer from Dusty about, here's what I'm basing my decision on, right? Go find any Dusty quote you can find. There's never a stat or a logistical reason or just any conventional reason that you would give for the basis of his decision. It's all based on feel, but he likes to kind of throw you off the scent by saying, oh, Yonner can't hit lefties. Oh, well, with Chaz, it's not about OPS. Oh, well, Maldi, you know, he handles the pitchers. These all these things that he likes to throw out there to kind of throw you off the scent, that he's just making these decisions based on feel. He's not looking at anything that we would judge a player on to decide whether or not he should start over another one. He's basing this entirely on feel and trying to throw you off the scent and make excuses while never giving what he's actually basing his judgments on.
Now, Chandler had put in his article that Chaz has started 42 of Houston's 50 games since the break. That's a pretty good amount. Except we have to keep this in mind. The overwhelming majority of those games involved somebody not being healthy.
Yeah.
Such as
Michael
Brantley.
Yeah.
Sometimes Jordan Alvarez. But now that Michael Brantley has returned, now there's only one spot and not two.
And what we were fearing when Brantley came back is they would no longer find a spot for Diaz because the DH spot would always go to Brantley or Yordan. But what we're finding out is that the real concern was he's not going to play Chaz McCormick.
So it's not just, oh, well, he played 42 of the last 50 games. You're talking about a time when the Astros roster was configured differently.
Yeah, how many times did he start in the Yankee series?
One. And he got pinch hit for by John Singleton.
Exactly.
Who promptly took strike three.
Yeah, I guess John Singleton doesn't have a weight problem, but Chaz does.
Well, you got to remember, they had some kind of metric that said John Singleton was going to get a hit more likely than Chaz McCormick, even though Chaz hitting 289, 898 OPS, and John Singleton hitting 208, 692 OPS.
There is no metric.
Clearly.
Dusty doesn't have metrics that he follows.
They are similar.
It's all gut.
Now, again, one oddball stat. He's got a dozen stats that say Chaz should play every day. He's got a dozen stats that say Yiannis should play every day. The analytics team can't seem to convince him of that. But in this one instance against the South Bronx Slumlords, Brian McDonald, there was this one single piece of data that Dusty Baker was, this is the holy grail of data, and I must include it. B flippin' S. Late hits.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Insert random audio clip now.
And I got garlic and onions and peppers in my fingernails and in my eyes, and my skin was dry and oily at the same time. I had calluses on my fingers from the knives, and it was everything.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5, presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology,
and by BetUS, the original online sports book.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
So let's take a peek at the text line and see what late hitters are saying. See, hell of an intro. Well, I got to give some credit to Michael Carroll and Brian McDonald, who put in a tremendous amount of work on that. I get to have credit as the idea guy, but those guys did the yeoman's work.
Michael Carroll gets most of that credit. He did the hardest of the work, as he does for a lot of things here at the station.
But it's a team effort, and I work with some great teammates. So I am very fortunate in the regard to have Brian and Michael on my team. Those guys are awesome. PC and Paul Gallant need to have a Southern gentleman conversation together. Does Paul have a Southern
gentleman? Oh, you haven't heard it?
No.
It was back when this existed. It was Chump of the Week about 5 weeks in a row. There's a Southern Paul impression of the time that Paul spent time on a jury here in Houston proper decide the fate of young gentleman with his life. No, he didn't have his life on the line. I think it was just a traffic ticket. But Paul was on a jury, I guess, about 4 months ago, maybe. I think it was maybe April or May. And he talked about his time and did a very, very thick Southern accent. I think I could find the clip here. At some point, and it was even a promo, I think, at one point. But yeah, but you and Paul doing a southern voice back to back, especially being guys from New York and Massachusetts, would be pretty funny.
Oh, we're getting canceled.
Yeah, it would be pretty funny.
From Petty Sports Fan, call us now 976 bleep you Arlington Junk Grabbers, karma for not helping the Astros during Harvey. Fair. It's a fair statement. Don't have a problem with that one. Somebody said, where can I find that opening montage? Well, you'll be able to find it at ESPN975.com/late-hits. You'll also probably have a good chance of finding that on social media later.
Yeah, it'll be posted on the 97.5 Twitter page here probably, I don't know, around 8:15, 8:30. I found the Southern Paul voice. Would you like to hear some of it?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear Southern Paul.
Your Honor, let the record show that the Astros, they cannot score the night after they score a lot of runs.
It's crazy you've never gotten picked for jury duty. Do you run these bits by them?
I do. Right.
You're
before.
Like, well, I didn't think that.
Well, I do say, Mr. Judge, I am not anything but a sports talk show host who operates for 2 hours a day. But in my part-time, I do dabble in the law, and I do declare that this man right here is innocent.
Seattle man who ate your wife and child last weekend.
Yeah, well, he is innocent, sir, under the law of our United States of America.
I notice we do not have a jury of appeals.
All right, worst accent.
Yeah, I had to cut it off
or
there.
Kevin Costner as a Brit in Robin Hood. Ooh. Like, which is worse?
Can I insert a third candidate, Brian Kelly Southern, when he was accepting the job at LSU?
That was pretty
Southern
bad.
Brian Kelly, when he accepted the job at LSU, was pretty bad.
That was also pretty hideous.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I would take Paul's Southern accent over Brian Kelly's.
Also on the text line, looks like potholes in the road in Arlington. Traffic rerouted to Minute Maid. Yes, the Astros Invitational will become the 7th annual Astros Invitational, formerly known as the ALCS. The road to the World Series will go through Minute Maid Park.
Do we know what the record is for most consecutive ALC or just CS appearances?
It's the Braves.
Did the Braves? I know they made the playoffs like 14 straight years. Did they make the championship series every single one of those 14? I'm sure they made it a lot of the time because they're a great team with three great starting pitchers at the front. But I don't know if they held the record or what the record was or how close the Astros were at this point.
So the Braves went. Let's see if I can figure this out. 8 times in a row.
8? Okay.
Not counting 94, the strike year, when there were no postseason.
Yeah, of course.
But they went to the LCS 91, 92, 93, 95, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Wow. Okay. So the Astros, if they get to the ALCS this year, would be one season away from tying the Braves.
Yeah, it'd be 8. That was 8 in a row. Which I believe that is the...
I mean, the only other team that could possibly match that would have been Yankees throughout the years. But I don't feel like going out back and looking at that right now. Maybe that could be something we do after the show. But it's just another way to quantify how historic this Astros run would be. I know that... this is not obviously the topic we were planning to discuss here, but I've heard people on the station, people around town, people on social media debate whether or not the Astros are a dynasty yet. I think that stat you just pointed out with the Braves shows that the Astros are, if not having reached dynasty status yet, will, I think, by the end of the season.
And the Astros have, A, been to more World Series than that Braves team.
Yeah,
has.
The Braves only went to one. And or at least won, they only won one. I know they only won one.
I
want
to say
they
went to 3.
At least 2. They went to at least 2, but even then the Astros have gone to 4 during this
stretch.
Astros have
gone to 4 and won 2. More fun with the text line. I told you the Rangers were all hype. I told you they'd fall apart at the end and to the Astros. Of course you did, because you've listened to me all year. So I say, division detour. Wow, we have a lot of messages on the text line. Was not expecting there to be as money. So I said, if...
Brother Patrick must have got them fired up.
Even if there is 100% of offensive and defensive stats said otherwise, it doesn't matter to Dusty, C. Yiner Diaz.
Yeah, like, we don't even have to search that hard for an example of why Dusty would make these decisions, because he's been doing it all year in that case.
Darren says, even after we got swept by the Asteroids, the Rangers will still win the division and the World Series.
care to put a wager on that, Darren.
What stage of grief is that? I think that might be delusion.
That is denial.
Denial, delusion, something.
713-780-3776 if you'd like to put some something on the line for that one, Mr. Darren. Josh in Seabrook says, Paulie G has watched Gone with the Wind too many times and now has a Savannah, Georgia accent. A in the Fae. Well, it's clear now. The Cowboys did teach the Rangers how to lose big games. Man, we had some fun today. It's been a fun show so far. 1 hour in the books. B-Mac, let's get to some Houston Texans. You know, they're going to play on Sunday, and it's actually going to count, even though their offensive line kind of looks like the Arlington Junk Grabbers right now. We'll get into that next.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.